Eastern Palliative Care is a not-for-profit service which offers a full range of support programs with the aim of improving the quality of life of individuals and the families of those suffering life-limiting or terminal illnesses. Yes, this is the first of a new show that will be running over the next 6 weeks or so with Eastern Palliative Care volunteers having a chat to us about what they do. And for today, our first volunteer, Christina. And Christina, hello, how are you?
Hi, very well, thanks.
Yep, and Christina, you've been with EPC for very long?
So I've been volunteering with Eastern Palliative Care now for 3 years, and I volunteer in the home support and palliative pause areas.
Oh, so two different areas.
Yeah, yep, I think that's a nice mix. I think home support is where we get to go visit clients in their own home, usually weekly, and that can be for up to 4 hours a week, while palliative pause is twice weekly, and we go in and walk the client's pets, usually dogs, just to give them a little bit of a break and so that they realise that their pets are well exercised and getting out of the house as well.
Yeah, because that's one of the issues that a lot of people face. They're not just having to have care for themselves, but you know, their whole life is affected, including that of being a pet owner.
Yeah, and I think too, pets really are people's companions. They can be, you know, really part of their family, and when they know they're not getting the exercise that they should be getting, it does really impact their kind of mental well-being. And I think knowing that their pets are getting a nice walk once or twice a week, it does actually give them a little bit of peace of mind, I think.
Yeah, so how on earth did you get involved with Eastern Palliative Care?
Well, I was an oncology and palliative care nurse in my former life. And then when I finished nursing, I thought I would like to still have a bit of contact with people. And I'd also had some personal experience with palliative care. My father passed away when I was 26. And we had palliative care services in our home when he was dying. And I thought, wow, these guys really made a difference for our family. And I think, too, without that support, there's no way my father would have been able to stay with us in the house. We would have had to go to hospital, and we wouldn't have had that kind of that period of time together. So after that, I thought, I wouldn't mind being able to do something similar and help other people have their loved ones, you know, be at home with them.
Yeah, so that's quite an extensive background you've had in palliative care. So as a nurse, was that the majority of your lifetime as a nurse being in palliative care?
I did a bit of a mix. I did palliative care and oncology, which again is a nice mix because it can be a bit confronting every single day. So I had a bit of a mix there. I did some oncology work and some palliative care work.
Right, and that was all while you were here in Victoria?
Yes, all while I was in Victoria. And now when I finished nursing, we moved to the Yarra Valley, and now we're living the lovely life in the country and doing a bit of volunteering to keep busy.
Living the dream.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, we're going to have a break with a track. This is Monique DiMartino, a great Australian artist, and a beautiful track of hers, A Girl and a Dog.
A girl and a dog peeking along to the park where they go every day. He's what she's not, they go together nicely. He's a sensitive sort, short, dark and handsome, always knows what not to say. Loves her completely, puts a little dance on when she gets home at the end of the day. A girl and a dog, what could go wrong? I tell you, nothing can go wrong with the love, love of a girl and a dog. Whatever she wears is always his favorite. She's long in the store, he's happy to wait. His family is decent, well domesticated. A night in is their favorite day. He doesn't lie to cheat, he just lies on her feet. Sure, he likes a bargain, a roll in the hay. But he'll always choose her, ain't gonna lose her. It's not a tale for Hollywood, cause it's good every day. A girl and a dog, what could go wrong? I tell you, nothing can go wrong with the love, the love of a girl and a dog.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Yes, this is the Eastern Palliative Care Show, and I'm talking with volunteer Christina, who looks after pets, part of the PAWS program, and dogs in particular. Seems to be the most common pet, Christina.
Actually, I think probably the only type of pet that we've walked, well, it's definitely the only type of pet that I've walked. There may be other volunteers out there that have had a more unique experience than me, but for me, it's just dogs at the moment.
And quite often people have more than one dog. How do you handle that?
Well, Eastern Palliative Pet Care has a number of Palliative PAWS volunteers, and if there's a number of dogs, what they'll try and do is put in more than one volunteer into that home so that we can either, two volunteers can go out together and walk the dogs together, or we can do different days with different dogs because we are encouraged to only walk one dog at a time.
Oh, okay. So you would look after one dog, and if there was a second or third dog, other volunteers would come in?
That's right, and then it's also quite nice because you kind of get a bond with that dog. You get to know their kind of little habits, where they like to pause, where they like to have a little, what direction they like to walk. You do kind of get to know the dogs.
Yeah. How are the dogs assessed beforehand? Because, you know, dogs have different temperaments and personalities, and how are they checked?
So Eastern Palliative Care really looks after us that way. There's a staff member that goes out before we're even allowed into the home, and they'll go out and risk assess the dog to make sure that the dog's appropriate on lead and knows how to sit and is well behaved. And then once they're assessed as appropriate to be walked, we're then allowed to go in and meet the family and take the dog out for a walk.
I'm just picturing someone walking in there with a full padded suit and padded gloves and a face shield on. And
Fluffy? A little phone call before that to just have a quick rundown. And as far as I know, we've never had a bad experience with any of the PAWS so far.
Yeah. I suppose the various pets must be quite relieved to actually be able to get out of the house and get a bit of exercise.
Definitely some dogs that have taken me for a walk rather than I've taken them for a walk, especially for that first 15 minutes.
What's the sort of variety of dogs? I suppose you come across, little lap dogs to big Alsatians?
I think for me, I've mostly had the smaller dogs. I did get the pleasure of walking a Great Dane. I am a big dog person. I really love the big dogs. So I did really enjoy walking the Great Dane. But mostly, I have to admit, I've had a lot of smaller dogs, which are fine.
Yeah.
Really fun. But yeah, if I get a big dog, I'm always a little bit more excited to walk into that house.
Yeah. Apart from the walking, do you have to do anything else with the pets? Like if they need a vet visit or anything else, do you look after that?
No. So I think for me, I've never been asked to do that, and I don't think it's something we really offer. I think there are other organisations out there that could probably look after that for our clients, and that's something that I think the staff could then organise. But for us, no, we always just walk the dogs, and we don't take the dogs in our cars. It is just a walking service.
Yeah. So how long do you actually do the walks?
Usually for me it's been about 45 minutes, but I think it can be up to an hour and a half, twice a week.
Yeah.
But most dogs, a lot of the dogs that we get to see haven't actually been exercised as regularly. Maybe they had in the past just because, you know, the clients are getting a little bit weaker and they're unable to exercise their dogs. So we usually find, you know, that 45 minutes is kind of a nice amount of time just to get them out of the house, get them moving again and come back and they're a little bit more settled for the clients when they come home.
Yeah, that sounds a very good thing. Okay, we're going to have another bit of a break and then get back to Christina with Eastern Palliative Care.
This is Community Radio, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Yes, and the program is the Eastern Palliative Care Show, and I'm talking at the moment with Christina, a volunteer with the Palliative Pause program that EPC run, looking after pets. But Christina, you also have a second role with EPC, and that's home support.
So that's where we get to go visit clients in their own home, usually on a weekly basis, somewhere between half an hour and up to 4 hours. And usually those visits include companionship or respite for carers. Sometimes it's transport for medical appointments and social outings, you know, take the client shopping. But basically being with the client or so that they, you know, have someone in their home with them.
Yeah, and that role would be, you'd find a lot of different things you would come across doing home support, and people would expect various things from you. And just how do you handle staying on track?
I think every family is a little bit different and everyone needs something different from home support. Sometimes you will go into a client's home and maybe the carer would like to go out and do their shopping or go out and get a haircut, but they don't feel comfortable enough to leave their loved one at home by themselves. So you'll go in and maybe just sit and watch TV, make them a cuppa, sit quietly with them, have some conversation while their carer goes out, and that just gives them a little bit of peace of mind. Other times you'll go and visit the client themselves just for a bit of social interaction,
have
a cup of tea, maybe help them with the gardening, take them shopping if they'd like to go shopping, those sorts of things. So it's really anything that they need that's a social interaction, really.
Yeah, trying to keep their life as normal as possible.
Well, yeah, and I think too at this time that life isn't normal, but it is, you know, there are lots of things that you can help someone do, or even just being with someone is sometimes all that someone needs.
Now, being a palliative paw worker, walking dogs, that sort of thing isn't reliant on you having previous you know, experience or university degrees or anything else like this, but home support, I imagine, would require far more expertise. So what do EPC look for when someone wants to volunteer with home support?
I think home support, they're actually not looking for anyone with any particular qualifications. I think they're looking for a variety of people, because I think there's a lot of different types of people out there, and you kind of can get a bond with some people and other people, you know, maybe the client is an avid cricketer and I know nothing about cricket, so they would then try and find a volunteer that has that similar interest or a similar background so that they can have an easier time with conversation, I think. And sometimes there's also, you know, maybe there's a lovely Italian lady and she would prefer someone that could speak Italian to her.
Yeah.
So if we've got a volunteer that speaks Italian, that's perfect. So I think it's not about what qualifications you have, but more about your life.
Yeah.
I guess life history. So I think they're really looking for a variety of volunteers, and everyone's kind of got their own specialty, I guess.
So having a kind nature and empathy would be high on the requirements of a volunteer.
Definitely, and I think you do actually have to enjoy people. You have to enjoy sitting with people and being with people, and I think if that's you, then I think you'd definitely be a wonderful volunteer for home support.
Fantastic.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Having a chat with Christina, who's a palliative paws volunteer with Eastern Palliative Care, and we've been talking about her role as a dog walker, and also with home support with EPC. Now, Christina, you were a nurse, you're now volunteering in your time with EPC. Do you think EPC are only looking for volunteers who are retired, or do you think younger people could get involved as well?
I think Eastern Palliative Care is great because there's so many different areas you can volunteer in. So I don't think it matters if you're retired, if you're a young university student, still working. I think if you've got half an hour to 4 hours a week to spare and would like to do some volunteering, I really recommend Eastern Palliative Care. I think they're a great organisation and I think they're there for everyone.
Well, they do seem to have a huge variety of roles that are open for people to look at as volunteers. Mm-hmm. There's home support, biography, smile makers, which are photographers, carer support, even admin roles, you know. So as well as the palliative pause program, which you're involved in, and transporting people around, there's a huge number of roles there for volunteers to get into, and it would depend on your background and what you like doing as to what you would like to get into. And I know they do a significant amount of training for all these roles. All the volunteers go through quite an intensive training process that lets them prepare and be covered for all sorts of eventualities. How did you find that training?
I really enjoyed the training. I enjoyed the variety of people that you do the training process with, and I think that's really interesting just in itself. But I think it really does help you kind of be aware of what sort of situations you might walk into. And I think before you start actually getting out there, it's a little bit confronting to think, okay, what am I going to do when I knock on the door or those sorts of things. And they really do cover that sort of stuff in the training process. And I think they really do offer that support, not only during the training, but throughout your time with Eastern Palliative Care. You will always have someone there to talk to, and you do have a lot of support anytime you need it. So I think that's a really nice aspect of Eastern Palliative Care.
Yeah, they do really look after their volunteers, keep in touch, make sure everyone's going okay, especially during these lockdown times. The amount of communication they've had with volunteers has been tremendous. So thank you very much, Christina. That's been fascinating finding out about your roles with Eastern Palliative Care.
And thanks for having me today.
That's all right. And for any listeners who are wanting to know a bit more, the Eastern Palliative Care website is the place to go. So it's www.epc.asn.au. So look that up in your browser and you can check out their website and find out even specifically about the different volunteer roles and get in contact with EPC. So thanks again, Christina, for your time. And all the best on fulfilling your role with Eastern Palliative Care. And, have a lot of fun with all those pets.
I will. Thank you very much for today.
Okay, this is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.